pass so quickly, it's time for them to meet. It was 20 passing when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not clear leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
The big iron on his hip.
Big iron!
It was over in a moment and folks had gathered around. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip. When he tried to match the ranger.
All right, I'm going to do a whole deep dive. I started it, but it's so huge. In fact, I'll have 10 times more by then. It's just insane. So here's Dearborn, Michigan. I can play you an hour of call to prayers in dozens of cities, including Texas, and Muslims going into stores and saying, how dare you sell beer and get in everybody's face. And people are like, what is this? This is the Islamic plan. This is what Orthodox Islam does. And the Saudis and the Jordanians are like, we're going to have a big war with the West. We do this. Let's stop this. Doesn't matter. The Muslim Brotherhood that Obama backs is a runaway train. And now they've hit 5-10% in Europe, the U.S., and Canada. It's on, folks. So now they're about to do their intimidation. They're doing it. They're get out of here if you're a Christian. Get out of here. And the women are all Stockholm syndroming over. It's scary. So here's a call to prayer in Dearborn, Michigan a few days ago. And then that ties into, we're supposed to forget about this, the baseball shooting. And they shot videos of their cars saying, yeah, this guy prays to God before each game. You don't, you know, we're going to kill you. So they go shoot the baseball coach in Houston. Barely hit the news. And again, for every clip I show you, I got 100 more. Literally. It's so horrible. It's indescribable. Here it is. Starting at 5 a.m. until midnight, they blare this five times a day, call to prayer, to bow to Mecca. And the left in the last 30 years got all the church bells. I remember when I was a little kid in Dallas. And we'd be out in the playground. It'd be noon. I hear bong, bong, bong. So pretty. I liked it.
Breaking news, guys.
All banned.
Three guys were charged with shooting a baseball coach at a minor league game in Katy, Texas, while he was doing his pregame prayer. And no big surprise, they're all Muslim. And they all decided that because this guy was exercising his right in the United States of America to pray before a baseball game, they decided to do target practice. Thankfully, he lived, he was airlifted, and he...
And it goes on and on. And I have the maps here. 43 mosques have opened up in Texas just the last 24 months. A bunch of them are practicing Sharia law. Let's show that graphic. I got the numbers out of England. I got the Islamic doomsday clock. I got them forced marrying 9-year-olds. I got them threatening to kill anybody's dogs that are on the street. I got the British police arresting people that criticize it. I got it all. In fact, I got a lot more. So this is just an opening salvo. War has been declared on the West of Christianity. I accept the challenge. And again, I was against these wars of the globalists to go bomb and destroy the Middle East and open our borders up to them. We got to fight them over there instead of fighting them here. The plan was blow them up, bring them here all pissed off. It's all the globalists. They're the main enemy. So the average Muslim wants to not be part of this. That's great. We got to figure out some way to be clear about that. You can practice your faith, whatever. The thing is, we're not going to submit. We're not bowing down. And if you want a war, you got one. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order, on top of all the other discounts that are there, gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you'll get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade, formula, bovine colostrum, the best, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
And I'm the biggest example of it. So when I say this, I'm not criticizing you. I'm the worst at this. Because I know something, and I've covered it so many times, I have this mental thing where I don't want to cover it again because I already know it. Like I covered Building 7 being blown up, and the CIA and the neocons and Mossad and 9/11 so much, and made films and wrote books and covered it forever, that like now to even get back into it is like, it's like covering Islam's invasion. It's so big, it's so evil, it's so huge. You feel like you're covering up unless you do 5 hours on it. At least that's how my brain works. Because I want to show you the proof. I want to put this stuff on trial. But the average American in polls doesn't care about J6. The Democrats tried to make it their big event. They had a plan to trick people to kidnap Pelosi and do a bunch of stuff that didn't work. They had Antifa putting on, caught on tape, Trump gear and going in, and they had 274 FBI they admit, and they lied about it in perjury, bare minimum, and they had NGOs, and they had all the other groups there. And within a month or so of it happening, we're like, oh, yeah, the feds planted pipe bombs, Capitol Police. We already had leakers. We already knew. And then Pelosi video came out with her daughter admitting it was all a setup. They denied the National Guard. They arrested thousands of people, little old ladies walking through the velvet ropes. Yeah, we all know about this. They tried to put me in prison. They tried to say I was the mastermind of it. They put my co-host, Schroer, in prison. And then we saw the images of the pipe bombs four years ago. We got instant leaks. Those are FBI training pipe bombs. That's what they use in their training drills. And then it comes out that it's a Capitol Police officer who's now CIA, and they come out 2 weeks ago, oh, it's all made up. We're going to sue everybody. It's not her. And then nothing so far. Notice? But we always knew from the witnesses and the footage we did have, because the big developments just happened in the last 24 hours, that they say they've got two pipe bombs, and the cops walk back in front of them. They let kids walk right in front of it. They don't cordon it off. That's not what a bomb squad does. That's not what a bomb. You didn't even send a bomb squad. But now the Blaze and their great reporter has released new footage they've got of specifically officers showing up many hours after the reported Capitol Police officers there with the mask and the hoodie, where they'd put the bomb and moved it, and then where they put the other bomb. And they're just walking along, go right where it's at. They're not worried it's going to blow up. They know it's there. This is smoking gun stuff. But the bigger story for me is we've had the DOJ and FBI running defense on this, contacting reporters, you name it, I'll leave it at that, reporters I work with saying, oh, no, no, it's somebody else. We're about to release it. Don't look over here. Bottom line, the Capitol Police, who dressed up like Trump supporters, broke in, had fake arrest on camera where they take the handcuffs off, high-five them. They ran this, and they got orders to do this. And this is coming out. So Joseph McBride is the first lawyer and person to get raw footage out of the Capitol release, the first to expose much of what I just talked about. It was just almost a few days ago. McBride Law NYC, McBrideNYC.com. And so this is a huge new development because, yeah, you know that it was a Fed's erection, but the public in general doesn't trust it. But wait till this comes out. How are they going to cover this up? How are they going to deal with this? Because now we have the receipts. So massive success here. Great job to Steve Baker and Joseph M. Henneman. And I know they're in a information blockade at the Blaze right now because there's so much heat on this. I understand that. But, I mean, this is cut and dry. I was told this by Army Special Operations, FBI sources, within a month of J6. I was there. I was told all this. Capitol Police, Pelosi, all of it. They ran it, pipe bomb, all that. And I remember Dr. Beatty, who's now a top advisor to Trump, was previously. We had private conversations, that he was working on this years ago. It was coming out. So we've known this for a while, but now we have the total proof. A, what happened with the new information? B, how does the system cover this up? Because even if people in the FBI and DOJ try to suppress this, Trump is going to learn about this. If I have to, I'll get on the phone. He knows this targeted him in America. So I don't see how the genie gets put back in the bottle here. Joseph McBride has put the tip of the spear on this. That's a long introduction. Where should we start first?
Well, Alex, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle here. We are well beyond the point of even attempting to cover anything up. Look, what did the Biden DOJ do and the Biden FBI do? It worked with the American public. It worked with online sleuths, Capitol Hunters, Jan6.com, Sedition Hunters. This was an army of online sleuths and citizen journalists that gave over footage, that gave over identification, face technology to the FBI, to work with the FBI, to inform the FBI as to every MAGA grandma and grandpa and little kid who went to the Capitol on J6. The FBI then subsequently used all of that information from your common American citizen in their investigations, and the DOJ certainly used them in their prosecutions. The Trump FBI needs to do the same thing. They need to rely on the good faith of the informed populace, the tech-savvy populace of the American public to expose, to undo what has been done. This is another layer to the onion that's been peeled back. We see on this new video that was just released that we know that the pipe bomber went to the DNC, looked under a bush, said, maybe I'll put the bomb here, I'm paraphrasing, and then went and put it under a bench. Then we know the next day, within 15 minutes of getting the call, the police show up, they look under the same bush, and they go to the same bench, and they recover the bomb.
Let's be clear. They get out of their cars and magically, like they had geolocation, walk right to it.
Right to it, Alex. So they're either clairvoyant, and they're related to Nostradamus, or they're in on it. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. You don't need to be Elon Musk to do the deductive reasoning here. It's commonsensical. So look, we know that they were in on it. Not everybody who's at the Capitol Police is a bad person, but there are some bad apples who were working with the intelligence community and who were working with the enemies of America to do harm.
Well, that's like the main suspect, the Capitol Police lady. She now works at the CIA.
She works at the CIA. That's not a coincidence. Yolanda Pittman, who was helping run what was going on with the Capitol Police that day, has been working at Berkeley in Pelosi's backyard since January 6th. They take care of their people. This is not a hard breadcrumb trail to follow. But Cash Patel, Donald Trump, the United States government, it's a new administration. They're in a position of power now to work with the American public to get the bad apples, to hunt them down, and
sure,
to do
and
the right thing.
Sure, and I know you don't want to cause fights with people, and I get it. I want them to be do their job, too. But this, they already had this. They already know all this. So the fact is, the fact that independent groups have to leak all this is not a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign. But what do we know? Look, I've been around enough people in government and federal government and different types of bureaucracies, and so have you, Alex, to know that the vast majority of them are very unimpressive people. You have just this gigantic machine that's divided. It doesn't function well. There's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of
dissent. It's a dysfunctional blob.
It very much is so. And somebody needs to take control. Look, Donald Trump can't do everything. We spoke about this the other day. He delegates authority, right? The people that he delegates authority to have to take control. They have to act and they have to use the command structure and the chain of command to give specific orders. Look, we want this done and we want it done yesterday. Now, to your point, why hasn't it come out already? Why hasn't it been taken care of if they've been in possession of this information for so long? I don't know. I don't have a good answer to it. It's profoundly disappointing. But we all know about it now. So now is the time to put up or shut up. They have to say something about it. I saw that Cash Patel made an appearance today around 11 o'clock Eastern with Pam Bondi to talk about some other good work that they're doing, drug kingpins and all that stuff. Look, that's great. And we expect that from the FBI. But what we want to know about is what happened during the military coup, during the time when the election was stolen, during a time when the good faith American patriots went down to the Capitol and objected to the stolen election and was subsequently put in jail for their political beliefs. We want that remedied. We want that taken care of. That is part of Donald Trump's promise to the American people. Cash Patel and Dan Bongino have to deliver on that. And if they can't, then the president needs a clean house, Alex.
Well, I agree with what you said a few days ago. This is the litmus test. This is the Rubicon. It's a line in the sand.
It very much is. Where do we go from here? If the Trump FBI can't fix this, then where do we go from here? There's nowhere to go but down. This is the time. If, you know, look, the American populace, our competence in our government is at an all-time low. Our government is in a unique position to restore that confidence with the work on this case. All we want is the truth, and they owe us a moral duty, an ethical duty, and according to the oath that they swore to the Constitution, to uphold and protect and defend the citizens of this country.
And let's talk about how that would work. I mean, we know Pelosi, she got caught on tape, blocked the National Guard, had Antifa, had the feds, staged the deal, feds erection. So we bring out who the police are. They come in and sing like canaries. It goes right up to the head of the Capitol Police. It goes right up to Pelosi. And then we have them staging Jan 6. It destroys them all. Right here is the keys to victory, caught red-handed. Plus, I was there. I witnessed it. I mean, this is so simple.
I agree with you, but what do we know about D.C.? The president calls it the swamp for very good reason. Everybody's got so much on everybody else that when it really comes to when it comes time to hold other people accountable, what do? They open up the book of garbage that they have on somebody else.
So you just got a bunch of cowards and compromised people. Well, we should say amnesty to people for, you know, any crime but murder or whatever. Trump should offer an amnesty for whistleblowers.
I agree 100%. It's the right thing to do. It's the just thing to do. It's the only thing to do. Amnesty and even a reward for doing the right thing in this situation.
Better, exactly. Not just amnesty, not just a pardon, but a reward.
Yes, incentivize people, because there's a very substantial degree of likelihood that if somebody comes out and says, I'm a whistleblower, we know this, it's happened, that they will blow the whistle and the bureaucracy in D.C. won't do anything about it. But that person's life will get wrecked. They'll get debanked. They'll get canceled. And
by the way, we see that all these whistleblowers come out for no money and get annihilated, destroyed. We need to celebrate whistleblowers to encourage more to do it.
100%. But, you know, one of the first whistleblowers I ever saw in my life was you, when you were talking to David Gergen a long time ago about the Bohemian Grove. And we all know the penalty that came with that, Alex. It's not an easy thing, but we have a man in power and we have an administration in power now that can do what we're talking about. It can protect, it can reward, it can get to the bottom of it. But we need to hear something. We haven't heard anything affirmatively from the president yet. So, Mr. President, I hope that you're going to say something about this investigation. And I hope that the people who are underneath you are going to do the right thing. And if they're not going to do the right thing, if they're blocking you, if they're not carrying out your will or the will of the American people, then you need to fire them and put the right people in there. Because we only have a small window of time under which this job can get done.
Exactly. And this brings them all down. This is so, for people that don't know, I mean, mostly I said, but kind of recap J6. You were the first guy to get raw footage out. The latest stuff that came out, people say, we did this gate analysis. It's this woman who was shooting the crowd first and who testified. You know, she's a big leftist. They go, oh, that's not her. She's going to go public. You're wrong. But now that kind of went away. Now more information comes out showing the Capitol Police clearly involved, whoever they are. This problem is only getting bigger. Like you said 10 minutes ago, this ain't going away.
No, this ain't going away. Look, the good people at the Blaze, Steve Baker, Joe Hanneman, they're doing good work there with the available budget and technology that they have to work this case. The unlimited budget of the federal government can confirm or deny the findings very easily. The government needs to work with these guys. They're good. They're proceeding in good faith. They've been investigating this stuff for 5 years since day one. And that is the quickest and surest way to make sure the job gets done. And we also know that around contemporaneously with the events that took place at the Capitol, that there were three persons of interest. And one of those persons of interest is her next door neighbor. Right. This isn't just like some feather they pulled out of a cap or some rabbit out of a hat and said, oh, it's her after all this time. The investigation took us almost to her front door, and then they killed it. They put the kibosh on it early on. And now after all this time, by using this technology, we're back to the same front door, the same block, 10 feet away from where she lives. Look, it's worth discussing. It's worth investigating. It's worth publishing the findings, saying this is the technology, this is the gate analysis.
No, no, I agree. But regardless, we already had this 4 or 5 years ago, the other footage that kids are walking by where the bombs are, the cops aren't scared. Clearly, it's by this Democrat meeting place. Look, stage, we had the intel. But now to have them show up, huge areas, walk right to the bombs, and all of this, I mean, it's just too, it's like they're screwed now.
It's true. And Alex, you know, the enemies of democracy, the people who want to silence us, do not care about women and do not care about children. They blew off JFK, they shot JFK in front of everybody. They shot Charlie Kirk in front of young college kids on camera for the whole world, women, children, old people to see, the whole nine yards. They don't care at all. Right. Their objective is to do one thing and one thing alone. Advance the agenda of the deep state, advance the anti-American agenda, and cripple this country and make it as weak as possible with no expense spared or no person or no concern for any person. And look, we're seeing this again now. What we need is a full court press, a comprehensive investigation. The line is in the sand. The time is now. This cannot be swept under the rug. We cannot be 1 month, 2 months from now going, what the hell is going on? We must demand accountability. We need to talk about this every day until we get results. I know Brianna Murillo, who works with you and for you over there, every day she tweets, today is November 20th, 2025, and not a single person has been arrested from the Biden administration. How is that possible? What is going on? This is one of the primary reasons why we elected this administration. Look, President Trump's doing a good and a great job all over the place. You know, win or lose on the tariffs, I think it's a good idea. International relations with other countries is working out well. Domestic policy, things are going great. The economy's doing good. You got to do this. right? Everything else is great, but this is the thing that we all want. This is what's nearest and dearest to our heart.
That's right. If you don't take down the deep state, you haven't done the job. Plus is what people want. So I can't, like you said, there's no way to cover this up. Now, more and more is coming out. What do you expect the deep state to do to try to obfuscate this?
Well, they're going to try to discredit the information. They'll do hit pieces on everybody who's involved, and they'll go after any politician who's even remotely supporting the idea that the Capitol Police was involved. I think my hope is, in addition to President Trump, that we need to hear something quite affirmative also from J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is likely going to be the next presidential nominee from our party. We need to know from him, and I believe that he will do it because he's a patriot and he loves this country very much. We need to hear that he's going to carry this torch, that even if this investigation goes all the way into his administration, that he's going to carry the torch, that he's going to say, we will leave no stone unturned in pursuit of America's enemies, whether they are at home or abroad. And this is an at-home situation. Now, I certainly hope that this gets taken care of now. But what we need is a unified front from our party. And what do we know about the Democrats? They're unified all the time. What do we know about the Republicans? We can't get our act together for anything. This is one of those things, like the Epstein files, that should unite us all. And there's no reason that everybody in Congress shouldn't be talking about this until something happens.
Let me ask you this. I mean, we know they had the National Guard block to block Trump, and we could have overridden, he didn't. And we know they dressed up and broke in, and we know the Capitalists were heavily involved. But just speculating here, what were the pipe bombs for if they were duds? What were they planning? Why didn't they go ahead and do the false flag? Or I guess it's speculation. I mean, what were the Capitol Police doing with these bombs?
So, you know, it's enough to divert resources in the wrong direction and allow people to infiltrate the Capitol. That's number one. Number two, the Capitol Police, for some reason, were at half staff that day.
Yeah, they sent half of them to traffic control.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And number three, if there's some type of terrorist event happening, your constitutional protections for people who are involved and the government's ability to do what it needs to do goes to emergency level status. And they're able to do things and take actions that they ordinarily would not have been able to take. And I believe that they took those actions that day to protect the op and to protect their people in the crowd and not to protect the American people. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. We all know that that it was a setup since day one. They took down fences hours before people showed up. People were up against the Capitol, peacefully protesting, and then our own Capitol Police force attacked the people who were
reportedly,
there.
Reportedly, the Capitol Police woman that planted the bombs, the suspect, alleged, if it's that woman is the first person they say that took shots at people.
I have personally reviewed footage of that officer with the crowd control device in her hand, where she's pointing it into the crowd at people. We don't know if she was the first one, but if she was the first one, that would just be another circumstantial evidence piece of information that confirms her likely involvement. Look, she should say something, or her lawyer should say something, or the government should say something. But the fact that we're getting the silent treatment here tells me everything that I need to know, which means that there are still people operating within these law enforcement agencies that hate this country, that hate this president, and who are hiding about what happened. And we need to put the full court press on them, put the boot on their neck until this job is done. Because if we don't get it done now, it's never going to get done.
100%. Joseph McBride, stay there. We got Carl Serafin with breaking news joining you. We'll go all coast together. The trifecta straight ahead. Joseph McBride, stay with us. We'll be right back. And Carl Serafin. Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, three didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at thealexshowstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know our CMOS doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So Take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. A lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at thealexjonesstore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Big League that I don't own, and the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They said the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you will get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade formula. Bovine colostrum, the best. 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate sea moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish sea moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, sold out of the Irish sea moss 6 months. Because we have the highest standards, it's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel anytime. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber, you can cancel anytime. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the methylene blue. Nobody has that.
Welcome to the AlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Power up today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Appreciate attorney investigator Joseph McBride joining us right at the tip of the spear in this, along with Carl Serafin. And Carl Serafin joins us now. I mean, here's what it comes down to. I was there. I've been covering it for 4.5, 5 years. We know it was a Fed insurrection. We know it was a setup. And it was supposed to be way worse. Then you got these pipe bombs, and you've got, you know, the police now and the new footage out. We already had a lot of that before, treating it like it wasn't even a real bomb. Now they go right where they're at. This is a big deal, because if you bring this out, and if it turns out up the chain of command who gave these orders, this brings down the whole system. So I want to go back to Joseph McBride here in a moment, but Carl Serafin, who I twist his arm to come on with us right now, you said weeks ago when this information from the Blaze came out, investigative reports, it was this cab police officer, he's now CIA. They're like, oh, no, you know, it's not her. You said, no, it's another government cover-up. That just points to the current FBI that's continuing this on. But now with this new information coming out, it being picked up even by mainstream news, bombshell twist, potential CIA link to pipe bomb mystery since shockwaves through the probe, this is not going away. Just like saying Epstein killed himself and all of that, now this is a big deal. So, Kyle Serafin, you got all the different details. You do great at picking everything apart, but big picture, this thing is falling apart right now for the establishment.
All right. So the big picture is, real simply, two Capitol Police officers who were part of the counter-surveillance unit were dispatched to go find any other explosives that may have been left. For people to understand the timeline, the first one was found behind the RNC or the Capitol Hill Club. So that's pipe bomb number one. And they said, well, what? Let's go look for and make sure there's not another bomb out there. They sent out a series of police officers from Capitol Police, and they were sent out in pairs. One of those pairs parked at the Capitol South Metro Station, went directly to the same exact bush, the only bush that that they could have gone to, where the previous night a pipe bomber had been 77 seconds sitting on the ground. So as people watch this footage, this is what's called person of interest number one, the hooded figure, the pipe bomber, who walks up to a bush and sits there. What you're seeing on the screen right now on the top right-hand side is that bush in the daylight. You're seeing on the left-hand side a blown-up picture of it, and then in the middle or on the right-hand side, you have the actual size of the footage. The pipe bomber, the hooded figure, dropped down, eventually sat down by this bush for about 77 seconds and seems to be rummaging through a backpack and attempts to place something underneath that bush. It's not the greatest footage, but it is what it is. What happens later on is two Capitol Police officers park their car, which they drove lights and sirens to get to. They park at the metro station. They walk directly to that bush and they go past it and they look under it. Then they wait a few seconds. Then they walk past it and look under it again. Like, where is it? It's supposed to be there. Then they retrace their steps and end up at the exact place where the pipe bomb actually was found. And in under 12 minutes from being deployed completely randomly in Washington, D.C., they found the bomb. That's the first look right there. That's your counter-surveillance unit on the screen. They walk past it. They go and they end up behind the signage there. You can see that there's a like a traffic signal. And so they're blocked off on the left-hand side just above where the flashing lights are. They're going to wait a few more seconds. They kind of take a pause and then they go look. And you're going to see in a blown-up image, one of these two ends up looking not just at the bush, but under the bush, cocks his head, stops completely, and is like, where is this thing? Now, the belief is by the guys who are doing this investigation that the original placement of this particular pipe bomb was a break. The pipe bomber set it down there and it broke. There he goes and looks again. And there you see the inset on the footage. And if it broke right there, then it was actually recovered by the pipe bomber, put back in a backpack, walked over to its final resting place at the DNC, and that's where it went. There's an infographic that went along with this, but this is literally years now of an internet investigator and the folks over at the Blaze doing this work, tracking this person, first the pipe bomber, and then following, well, where the hell are those guys that went and found it? And how long did it take them to do it? I would say that if you could find a pipe bomb in Washington, D.C. that's randomly under a random bush or sitting next to a park bench in under 12 minutes, you should replace the canines. You're better than anybody. And so this—
well, I was about to say, for radio listeners, they don't see it, and I've been to the area, it's bushes and park-type stuff everywhere. So it's like just randomly, yeah, you just walk over, and she'd first been there and then leave. So you go to the first spot. Then they check, oh, it's over here, then randomly walk like bloodhounds right to where it's at.
That's exactly right. And the question is, and I put it out online, and of course people are not stupid. The audience gets it. You put it on social media and you say, well, how do they know where to look? How do they know what bush to go to? And Alex, everybody just goes, well, they read the ops plan. So that's the answer, that they were in on some of this. The question has always been, how do you connect Capitol Police? Because this was the big problem with the story that they had when Steve Baker went out and announced the name of a Capitol Police officer named Shawnee Kirkhoff. They said, well, how do you connect Capitol Police to it in the first place? You connect it because Capitol Police officers found the bombs and they went directly to that bush. Of all the bushes in all the world and all of Washington, D.C., they went to that one right away, like bloodhounds, as you said, and then turned away once they realized, like after a second look, it wasn't there. They turned away and then went directly to it. And it's under 12 minutes. It's like 11 minutes and 40 seconds or something. They were able to find this thing. That's not only statistically improbable. I would say it's impossible. Having worked in counter-surveillance stuff, walking around in Washington, D.C., there are bushes everywhere. As you said, this is a nice place. They're all landscaped. So all of that is crazy, and the odds are astronomical. And then it just turns out that a Capitol Police officer lived next door to the subject that I was surveilling just 1 week after January 6th. And I'll just tell you guys, if you ask me how long would it take the FBI to find somebody starting completely cold on a brand new case, a week is a pretty good amount of time for them to be able to identify somebody in the right vicinity of. Maybe they get the landlord of that person, maybe they get the neighbor, but it happens that about a week is how long it takes to run down somebody. Boston Marathon bombing was about 5 days. Charlie Kirk story, about three. You know, depending on how much you have to go on, a week from a complete dead stop is what I would expect of the FBI. And then it completely goes cold for 5 years.
So there's a couple big pieces here. They don't get out of this now. It's obvious to the general public. So you have the operation room of the Democrats clearly before. Now you have the FBI that had all this info and them currently, you know, obviously sitting on it and running defense behind the scenes trying to get us to stop talking about it. And then where does this go? So we have who's actually guilty. Why won't the current people in the administration go after him? And then where do you see it going? I mean, let's both of you go ahead.
I'll sit for a second. I want to hear.
Joseph McBride.
So, well, we look at this from the top down. We know that Nancy Pelosi stood in the way of President Trump getting the National Guard there. We know that the Capitol Police were mismanaged and were half-staffed that day. We know that the fences were taken down. We know that the pipe bomber put the pipe bomb there beforehand. This is coordination. This is collusion. This is a top-down, from the top all the way to the bottom. We know that this is what's going on. Now, what is the unfortunate reality about government? The unfortunate reality about government and about institutions is that they historically take care of themselves, that they put themselves and they put the machine above the American public. The whole point in getting President Trump back into office, quite frankly, time one and time two, was to undo that machinery, was to say that we have a man, we have a president who loves the American people above the machine, above the swamp, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. Now, I firmly believe that he is the man, but I have questions about the current FBI's administration, about the current DOJ. Do they have the stuff? Do they have the salt? Do they have the Constitution to set aside their pride, to set aside their institution, and to internally go after the people who are culpable and responsible? If those people are identified, they can be brought up on terrorism charges. There's no doubt about it. Obstruction of justice.
Exactly, and then their boss is above them. Well, exactly. So here's what I'm saying is, keep going, but this is just so crazy. I will tell the FBI this. If you want to reform yourself, do your job. People want to see the right thing done. Why have the new administration connect itself? But Kyle predicted this when Trump first got reelected. He said, no, the institutions will cover up for themselves. So, but regardless, if I was a cold-blooded, even evil person, I would say, no, the public wants revolution. I would give them what they want. It's like, this is stupid from every angle.
I agree with you, Alex. Look, when you look at what Cash Patel and what Pam Bondi are focused on right now, it's not this. They're doing other good work, saving children, nothing more important. Stopping drugs and fentanyl coming into our country, very important. But this is right up there because this strikes at the heart of our democracy, the heart of our ability to function.
The attempted coup they blamed on us. Well, you go back to Kyle Surfer, I totally agree. I remember Bongino was like, oh, J6 investigate. Now he's like, oh, I don't want to look at it. In fact, you've got the backstory on that. I mean, Bongino's like the guy that puts the fires out now.
Yeah, it's worse than that. I mean, these guys are actively obstructing. They created a whole new Twitter account called FBI Rapid Response, which hasn't responded in a couple of days, it turns out. And apparently the entire purpose of that was to put out fast information and be able to be flexible and, you know, respond to things. Well, how about you respond to the allegation that a member of the Capitol Police who now works at the CIA has been identified by the Blaze as the pipe bomber? That seems like a pretty important thing to address to the public. That's what I would think is relevant. And here's some other things. The boyfriend of that woman is a Capitol Police officer. Now, here's the backstory that doesn't make any sense. Again, I got assigned to a doorway to watch out and look for a person who was known as Person of Interest 3 in the pipe bomb summary that Loudermilk's committee put out. That's Barry Loudermilk.
And by the way, they put out disinfo claiming you weren't. Now they've had to admit you were. They're like, why is Sarah in the middle of this? That's what they assigned you to. So that's how fate works. But that's confirmed. Yeah. You did this.
Well, yeah, that's the best part of it. They were out there and they were having the spin doctors try to say, well, Serafin's mistaken. If he said it, it must be untrue. No. There's documentation on everything the FBI does. Anyone who's ever worked with the FBI knows that the actual thing they teach you at the academy is if it's not written down, it didn't happen. It happened. It was written down. There's surveillance logs. They're out there.
Well, some people say, what do you know about J6? I was there. You were too. So just people saying, like, it's weird. We're there. No, we were there. Fate had that way.
So there were three people that were identified in these reports, and they were identified apparently by that way. But I don't recall that, because what they do when they give us a target to do surveillance is they tell us a name, an address, a date of birth, a car. You know, they'll give us a license plate and they say, go there and watch this person. And here's what we think they may have done. So see what you find. Take pictures, follow them around, do your thing. That's what we did. And I did this professionally for 3 years. So is it the most prestigious thing to do in the world? No, it's really like a patience exercise. But this one was extremely weird because we were there for only 2 days. I would say that the pipe bomb case of January 6th was maybe the most terroristic thing that could have happened. And it was one of the more terroristic things that happened in the terrorism world where I worked, because we watched a lot of like supposed terrorists. And when you watch the so-called terrorists, you expect them to do something terroristic, but they never had any bombs. They almost never had any guns. They usually were like some, you know, lonely guy who hung out in his mom's basement and ate Hot Pockets and, you know, put some racist memes up or something. So this was a real big deal. They pulled us in 2 days, and they pulled us away from someone that was identified as called person number three. And so the story that the Blaze has identifies, the previous one talked about person number three being the house that we watched. Directly next door to person number three is the person that they've identified as their subject they think was the person that dropped the pipe bombs. And that makes a lot of sense when you realize that they also were looking at a person called person number two. So for people who are listening from the outside, and you're like, who the hell are these people? Person number one is the pipe bomber. That's what the FBI called him. Person number two was a person of interest that may have been an accomplice of the pipe bomber. And person number three was the door, the person who owned the house that we were sitting at. The story officially from Loudermilk's committee, which is recently clarified by the FBI, was that person number two, the potential accomplice, was actually a guest staying with person number three, who I was watching. And I sent you guys a picture that comes from the whistleblower disclosure that nobody else has. It's a couple of members of Congress and a couple of members of independent media have this. So there's a picture and it says, this is the one on the left. That is the person in the hood. It's grainy. It's a surveillance footage. It's pulled from some footage that came out of somewhere that the FBI was looking. And they identified this as person number two. On the right-hand side of the screen right now is the boyfriend of Shawnee Kirkhoff, who's also a Capitol Police officer. What the FBI came to believe is the person on the left, as you guys look at this, and I'm interested in your reaction too, that person is supposed to be a 62-plus-year-old man who's 5'10 or 5'11 and was visiting the Capitol from the South and hanging out with his friend.
No, he looks like he's about 33 years old and doesn't look like a 60-something-year-old man.
Doesn't look like anything like a 60-something-year-old man. Like, I mean, I'm already starting to get gray. I'm in my early 40s, so I don't know how... I don't know a lot of guys that are in their 60s that don't have some gray in their beard. And... you know, this is the claim that they made. That comes directly from the FBI's release.
Sure,
that
person and we got to have you guys back. I know you're a very busy call with your shows exploding. You're batting 1,000. You know, so is Joseph McBride. We go to 5 after the next segment. I know you guys got to go, and then JNR takes over. But what about my other question, which is the big one, I think, here? I mean, this is case closed now. They're all over. It's ridiculously obvious. Correct me if I'm wrong. What do they do now to cover this up? I don't see what's going to happen now, because we're not going to shut up. I mean, folks, this is smoking gun stuff. We can talk about Kirk and weird stuff all day or Epstein all day. Those lead to dead ends. This is ridiculously obvious, or am I wrong?
I think you're right. I think there's no way you cover it up. And by the way they wanted to cover it up, they wanted to call it a training exercise. I'll throw it back to you guys, but they tried to call it a training exercise.
Remember, you predicted that.
Yeah, of course. And here's the thing. We have this thing. It's a concept in psychology called illusory truth. If you repeat something enough, you believe it, including if you believe like the lie that you said, hey, the government's going to lie to us and tell us it's going to be a training exercise. And then you start saying that enough times that when they say, well, how are we going to cover this up? You're like, we could call it a training exercise. That's what I used to think it would be. So that's what these guys came up with. They actually had this plan.
Well, sometimes I think what they were trying to debunk is giving them ideas, too.
The thing is, you can't call it a training exercise because every training exercise involves what's called deconfliction. And that's when you reach out to the other law enforcement
equities.
Let
everybody know. I'm not even a cop or FBI guy like you or a lawyer. But yeah,
that's right.
You tell everybody we're doing a drill. I mean, you know, you don't do a drill.
And then the last part of it, Alex, kill you. It's super simple. You know that it's not a training exercise because 5 years later, they still have a $500,000 reward for the arrest, capture, and conviction of this person. And they didn't ever pull it and go, hey, our bad. We finally found the email.
I've seen training exercises. When they do a bomb, they block the roads off.
That's right.
So what happens now, Joseph McBride?
It's an interesting question. My gut reaction thus far is they haven't addressed it. I wonder if they're just going to try to let it die. I suppose at some point they're going to, if their position is that they're not going to address it, they will just count on us punching ourselves out, that we're just going to run out of steam, that we're going to stop talking about it, that people like you are going to stop covering it, Alex, that Kyle will stop talking about it, other people will stop talking about it. It will become yesterday's news. It will become unimportant.
Okay, well, they had grand juries trying to indict me for this, and they put my co-host in prison, so I'm not letting it go.
Good, you shouldn't. You should never let it go. It should never be letting go. Look, we never let JFK go either, right? We still want answers for that. But this is, you know, the deep state in the United States government here who, quite frankly, doesn't admit any wrong. Look, there's a whole body of wrongful conviction litigation. People go to jail for 20, 30, 40 years, and they get millions of dollars. And in those sentencing hearings, when the prosecutors and the government is clearly wrong, they don't even apologize. Their position when it comes to all of this is we're always right. We never say that we're wrong. Deal with it. And if you think we got it wrong, take us to court and sue us, and you'll have to pay for that litigation to happen. Otherwise, sit down and shut up. Again, we got a good guy who loves this country named Donald Trump, who leads this country right now. He's got to put his boot on the neck of people who are under him and say, get this done. Make this a top priority.
Well, I totally agree. That was my answer, but I want to hear from you and Kyle first. And I can get a hold of Trump. It'll get to him. But when Trump learns about this, and I've heard he's already heard about it, but hear about the stuff last week, he's going to go crazy. Kyle Serafin, because he knows they're trying to hang around his neck. Trump has got, this is a real litmus test for his DOJ and his FBI, isn't it, Kyle?
I would think so. And here's the thing he's got to realize. He campaigned on the idea, you know, that they're coming for you, but I'm the thing in the way. I don't think that was complete at the time. I think that there were a lot of J6ers that also took some of those bullets. And were there people that were in the crowd on January 6th that needed to go to jail and fought a cop and, you know, they brought pepper spray or whatever it was? Like they broke laws. There are certain people
but in general,
that certainly
it was a
did
setup.
Things wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there were a lot of people that took like an unguided tour of the Capitol on that day, got involved in zero violence, and they didn't cross anything that they, you know, they didn't know they could cross. And then we had people lose their lives over this. They took their own lives, whether it be on the police side or whether it be on the actual, you know, so-called rioter side or the trespassers, as my buddy calls them, misdemeanor terrorists that walked around and they looked down the barrel of government prosecution and they said, I can't fathom going to prison. So I'm done. So families have been ripped apart. The trust of military veterans and law enforcement professionals and just regular people who paid their taxes for decades. It's been shattered. So
but
Trump's got to come in and fix that
problem. They're
trying to
create a domestic terror purge off of this and this theology or this fable, this legend. To me, I'm sorry for all the victims, everybody, and I'm a victim too of it. But I mean, the bigger deal is it goes right to the top of the Democrats, the deep state. That's why I wanted is to bring them down. I mean, I'll just say it right now. I'll tell the victims I've supported people who are put in prison, supported their pardons, all of it. But for me, the big enchilada here is this could be the string that pulls the whole sweater apart, right?
One would think, let me add this little thought, and you guys reflect on this maybe. Whenever we look at the way that wars are fought, one of the major critiques that people have of generals is that they're always trying to fight this war with tactics that were successful in that war. In other words, whatever used to work, that's what they... So we're always fighting the last war in the current war until we get up to speed. And the war on terror was no exception to that. So a lot of people who understand how that plays, they're using old tactics. I actually think they're doing the same thing in the narrative war and the media war right now. They're hoping that they can squash this, like Joseph just said, that they can just ignore it and let us punch ourselves out, or that the leaving the oxygen away from the fire is going to make it go away. And they released the story on Amelia Earhart the other day and her last known transmissions, like somehow that's going to placate people. And they're going to go and like cats after the laser pointer. They're going to go after the shiny dot on the ground. And that's not the media environment we're in right now. And that's not the American people. We have a very fast-paced, but also a really diligent group of people that are not going to just say, well, you said the Epstein's files are no big deal, so we're done with them. Nope. It's not on Fox News, so it's over. Nope. There are so many independent journalists. There are so many people that have independent streams of information.
Anymore.
You cannot get away from people's interest, and they will find that thread. And this one is not going to go away. The pipe bomb story has always been ridiculous. They found grandmas. They found dudes who had like a strange earlobe in Arkansas because he stood next to a flagpole, and they were able to put that guy in prison. But they can't find someone who left physical evidence, you know, theoretically viable explosive devices in the Capitol. I don't believe it. And no one else does either, because the FBI is not that incompetent. They never have been.
Yeah. Now, the owner of Bigley is... Nate Hughes. He literally tried to save a woman they were beating to death. They admitted it, and then he got, you know, he got pardoned by Trump. They found him off his earlobe because he was wearing a mask.
It's unbelievable. One of the good things about the time that we live in, and this was evidenced during the January 6th saga, was before we really got those tapes released, it was just the old quintessential, the media proffering a one-sided narrative to the public that this was an insurrection, that this is what happened, so on and so forth. After we got the first three-hour block of video footage out there, and then more video came, the American citizens, social media people took up arms. And what do I mean by that? They fought a guerrilla warfare on the internet against the mainstream media by popping up on Twitter, by popping up on Instagram, by popping up on Facebook and posting clips everywhere, making the truth unignorable, making the truth so viral, so overwhelmingly in your face that the mainstream media and that the government was forced to confront it. And that's now, the you're only in the key. Way
the
that
left tried to motivate all their disinfo operatives, but we organically did it. What you're saying is it's the info war now. The people have to understand. I mean, out of all the investigations, Kyle, am I wrong? And you too, Ms. McBride. I mean, this could bring down the whole Democratic Party. I mean, they're I bet they're sweating. I think it's clearly connected to Pelosi not running again. What do you think, Kyle?
I mean, there was a very incidental moment when Steve Baker said he was going to drop his story, and the next morning Nancy Pelosi said that she was going to retire. So that's worth knowing. The second thing is that the Capitol Police works for the Speaker of the House and also works for the Senate Majority Leader. So that's also relevant. Lastly, there was an update that was put out in January of this year, and I keep referring back to it because it's about 75 pages. It was put out by Barry Loudermilk's committee. Tom Massey was the subcommittee member on there. And I did a search this morning for the word unclear. Because that's what they use. It's unclear why this thing happened. It's unclear how this investigation ended. It's unclear what happened to this particular lead. It's unclear, you know, what the FBI did on follow-up of this. It appears 14 times in that document. I'll put a Twitter thread out a little bit later that kind of gives people an insight of it. But some of the things that are unclear is how they didn't actually go after one particular ad ID that they were following, same stuff they use on the J6ers that moved around Washington, D.C. They identified it by March. It's unclear what happened to that lead. There's a couple of other things that are unclear that they couldn't figure out. And then the last thing that I thought was very interesting is they tracked 186 cell phones and they immediately excluded 51 of them because they were law enforcement or on the exclusion list. If the FBI's underlying assumption about the investigation into J6 was, we're going to exclude law enforcement phones, you already have your answer why they haven't found the person.
I was about to say, I'm not a rocket scientist or a star FBI agent like you, but you would not, you never even think of that because obviously law enforcement's innocent. You search all phones, right? The fact that you think exclude law enforcement, that tells you right there, right?
12% of firefighters or 12% of arsons are done by firefighters in this country, just for whatever that's worth.
But am I right that you would normally do a phone search, just do it all, right?
Yeah, you don't exclude anybody. They have to prove that they're not supposed to be there. Like, you exclude them once they've proven it.
2 minute break. I'm going to five more minutes with both of you guys. Closing comments. Amazing. Joseph McBride, McBride, New York City. We'll also give you a Kyle Serafin's side as well. This is so revolutionary.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.